up tonight, our good Lieutenant Governor, Sean Parnell, whom I can't see, but I know he's here. Sean Parnell. My brother Jesse is here, and my husband, the first dude, Todd Payman, is here somewhere. So I have the honor of getting to speak with you for a bit here before I get to introduce to you Michael Reagan. And what I'm going to do in introducing Michael is continue to encourage him to continue to be bold and to call it like he sees it and to screw the political correctness that some would expect him to have to adhere to. We want him to be bold. We need him to be bold. Mr. Reagan, we need your voice to be loud and strong, and we appreciate him. He doesn't shy away from the tough issues, and that is so good. He never lets anyone tell him to sit down and shut up. And I would hope Alaska, our voice too, will be heard across this nation. I look forward to hearing from Michael Reagan tonight because America must learn from him, from his remarkable father and that remarkable presidency. First, I think what we're going to learn tonight via Michael is that Ronald Reagan's ideas were the right ideas. And all we have to do is look back at his record, his economic record, and his national security record to know that his ideas were right. It was common sense conservatism. It was right then, it's right now. Recently, Newt Gingrich, he had written a good article about Reagan. He said, regarding your dad, Michael, he said that we need to learn from his example that courage and persistence are keys to his historic achievement. And with Reagan's example, D.C. politicians calling the shots for our country, they had better rely on the good sense of the American people and bag the reliance on the entrenched bureaucrats and the elite self-proclaimed intellectuals and the smug lobbyists who dominate Washington and the liberal media that is imposing its will on Washington, embracing that status quo, that business as usual. It's not good for our country. But we have to remember first that Ronald Reagan never won any arguments in Washington. He won the argument by resonating with the American people. Those of us so proud to be Americans and willing to acknowledge that, no, we're not a perfect nation, but never, never do we have to apologize for being proud of our country. Outrageous directness that Americans loved and craved and deserved that Reagan dealt with then the troublesome Soviet Union. Remember this? His vision for the Cold War? We win, they lose. And with detente. Speaking of detente, he used two words, evil empire. He called it like he saw it. And now, why today, I have to ask, why today do we feel we have to kind of pussyfoot around our troublesome foes? Say, for example, the terrorists, who still seek to kill Americans and destroy our allies. They haven't changed their tune. Terrorists are still dead set against us and are set on destroying Israel and against our freedoms, against our security. And I've got a kid over there fighting for our country and our country's freedom right now. It is war over there, so it will not be war over here, and it had better still be our mission that we win, they lose. And we are a selfish bunch to allow this to happen to America's future. Someone is going to have to pay the piper. And we're seeing our national trade balance get really so out of whack that we need to employ Reaganism, or we're going to be headed away from being the wealthiest, most industrious, healthiest, and most generous nation on the earth to having the highest negative trade balance of any nation. And then this erosion of free market opportunities to build and to create and to innovate. And this shift is really not only economically preposterous, but really, if you think about it, it's immoral. Does anybody remember life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness? Because socialism, any kind of hint towards socialism, it takes away freedoms and opportunity and hope. And then we do forget that life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness is inherent, right, that God has provided us. I want to hit on one thing specific that I'm suggesting here, and that's with the stimulus package. Alaskans have heard me talk a lot about this. You've got to ask yourself, what is this all about? The process, even, of creating the stimulus package, with Congress being expected to vote on it without even knowing what was in it. The conservatives and Republicans in Congress, they looked at this debt-ridden, gargantuan government growth plan, and they voted against it. They didn't like it. They warned states that there were fat, fat strings attached to these dollars. And there were strings. There are strings. Because that's inherent in federal spending. That's the nature of the beast. Of course there are strings attached. And so there were lots of warnings that were given to all the states that, hey, unless your state is ready to chuck the 10th Amendment and you're going to hand over willingly more power, control the big centralized government, and to D.C. politicians who are going to tell you what to do in your state, the warning was, legislatures, be careful with the temptation with the stimulus package dollars. They didn't like it then, but then when a bunch of us local elected officials, we agreed with them. And then though, we started seeing the press releases, kind of bragging up the bacon that these hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, almost $1 trillion total, we're gonna bring into our states, the buckets of money, of borrowed money that would pour into the state. Soon, the state started being warned, hey, you'd better take the money. If you don't take it, another state's gonna spend it for you. Then, what that did, it empowered those who hold states' purse strings to resolve to take the money anyway. Even if the public and some governors had grave concerns over growing government. It's gonna grow government. Legislatures did this via resolutions to take the money, and then federal agency interpretations for rules of engagement and how to accept and then spend that money. Those rules kept changing, and a lot of confusion ensued. And let's be honest, states were made to really look incompetent, almost unethical, if they were staying consistent and were still saying no to accepting some of those federal funds that don't necessarily stimulate the economy and create private sector jobs as it was being fed to us as. These are short-term, expectation-building, new bureaucratic growth spurts. And legislatures ended up resolving to take the money, which was contributing to more dizzying national debt. The mixed messages then, and the confusion, and now frustration, disenchantment with the disenchantment from our own government. And look what happened when, here in Alaska, my administration, I vetoed the stimulus package, some of the dollars with obvious big government strings attached, and shoot, I just about got run out of town by some. Friends, we need to be aware of the creation of a fearful population and of fearful lawmakers being led to believe that big government is the answer. To bail out the private sector, because then government gets to get in there and control it. And, mark my words, this is going to happen next, I fear. Bail out next, debt-ridden states, then government gets to get in there and control the people. And watch what happens there. Michael, maybe you want to talk about your home state, California. We'll see what happens there. But, you know, for the love of God, you've got to ask yourself, where did we get off track? Michael Reagan's going to talk about getting on the right track. He knows, we know here in Alaska, that America is the greatest nation on earth because our foundation is freedom. And it's in God we trust. It's not in big government that we trust. Here in Alaska, it's kind of like this new normal. It's a little bit being accepted, it seems like, that we're doing it. But so be it. I think things here that have so drastically changed these past months, some would want to forbid others from speaking up. And it's been through lawsuits, been ethics violation charges, media distortions. By the way, today we won that 14th ethics charge. Misrepresented news. So we need the Reagans of the world today to remind us of truth. Let me ask you, why is it, considering how fast the world is spinning and world-changing events that go on all over the globe that do affect our lives, world-changing events, thousands of them every day, why do you suppose that it's the same big three supposedly competing networks that have virtually the same news content every night with virtually the same exact viewpoint being spewed night after night after night? We've got to ask those questions. So I join you in speaking up and asking the questions and taking action. And here at home in my beloved Alaska, I just say, politically speaking, if I die, I die. I'll know that I have spoken up, and I will speak up to thank people like Mr. Reagan as we honor his dad, to encourage you too, Alaskans, to do the same. And don't just hang in there and go along to get along, but stand up and speak up and be bold and demand that Washington be prudent with our public monies and prioritize for America's security. And forget the political correctness that makes one guard your conversation and couch our words so cautiously that they lose meaning, and then we lose effectiveness, and then we lose hope because we start thinking that politicians are only worried about their poll numbers and attracting campaign contributions for their next bid so that they can hold on to some title and some position. No, let's remind them, those who we elect, that we expect them to be bold, and so they are to be representing the will of the people to defend our Constitution and to win our wars. And obviously, me not being, in fact, not many of us here tonight, are in that political, financial, academic, elite center of power. We're not there. And it's kind of refreshing to be outside of that, to tell you the truth. I am just a mom. I'm a proud Alaskan hockey mom. And I love my country, and I'm concerned about my kids' future and your kids' future. And because I was raised where it is rugged, and you kind of got to be tough with dogged determination in order to survive sometimes. Well, not many of us in Alaska are inclined to just sit down and shut up. And I thank Michael Reagan for honoring Alaska, being here tonight, continuing to lead a cause for a better America. Let's hear it for Michael Reagan. Thank you.